So you take the time now to practice as much as you can, yeah? Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, as I said last time, in these times, yeah? I mean, it started with the pandemic and now it starts with the war, you know, in Ukraine. We don't know, you know, if it develops. Most probably it developed in the Third World War, yeah? I mean, how are you going to keep sane? Huh? If everybody, you know, around, you know, is full of fear, yeah? And you yourself are full of fear. The only way, you know, how to keep sane, you know, is to keep in meditating practice. Fear is never a good advisor, yeah? It's the worst advisor that we have. And then we can plan and plan and plan. But the situation, you know, that we plan never happens, yeah? So the best thing is, you know, to be in this moment, in the present moment, yeah? No matter what happens around us, you know, if we are in the present moment, we have all opportunity, yeah? If we plan something, you know, if this is happening, then we are going to do, if that is happening, then we are going to do, we are completely lost in our thoughts, in our imagination, yeah? So the most important thing, you know, especially now that you go back to Germany, is, you know, to keep always in the present moment, yeah? And for that you have to really practice, yeah? At least 3 or 4 hours a day, yeah? To be able to calm down the mind that gets so much information from all sides, yeah? And especially if you work, you know, I mean, and yeah, you are in the media business, you know, I mean, it is pretty much hopeless, you know, if you don't calm your mind and forget everything, you know, that happened during the day. Just forget it. Make the mind clear, yeah? Stay at that one, stay at the present moment, yeah? The same holds true, of course, for us, yeah? Not to be interested in what is going on in the world, yeah? But to keep at the present moment, you know, to know when the Buddha is there, not to look up and down, yeah? What is there, what is going on here and what is going on there? No. To always stick, you know, to stick with our breath or to stick with the Buddha or the Dhamma or the Sangha, yeah? Always know that the Buddha is running, always know that we know about the breath, yeah? That is important. That is when we are in the present moment. And then, when something happens in this present moment, yeah, then we can use, yeah, then we can use our wisdom, you know, to deal with the situation. Sometimes we have to do something, most of the time we don't have to do anything. Yeah? Understood? Yeah? So practice as hard as you can. Yeah? We don't know, yeah? We don't know what is happening, yeah? Maybe a bomb is falling on our heads, you know, and then boops, we are gone, huh? And then we are sorry, you know, then, oh, we realize we are dead. Then we are sorry we didn't practice. And we thought about this and thought about that, huh? We never know what is happening. We can be in a car crash, we can be in an airplane crash, we can be anywhere, yeah? We can go out for Bindabad and there's a crazy person with a motorcycle and then, boops, we are gone, huh? Can happen anytime. It is not very likely that it happens, but it can happen, yeah? So, for us, you know, as practitioners, yeah? What the other people are doing is not of our interest. Yeah? For us as practitioners, you know, who really intend on finding the way out, it is really important to be in the present moment, yeah? All the time. What does it help you, you know, to be in the future? To protect the future, huh? And what does it help you, you know, to go back in your memories, yeah? Go back down the memory lane, huh? Ah, you know, yesterday practice was much better. What is the point of this? Huh? There's no point in it because now it is, you know, very difficult. Huh? And that's why it is, because it is very difficult, we like either to go in the future or go into the past. Yeah? We don't want to deal with the difficulties at hand. Huh? But if you look at it, you know, what is the difficulty? Where is the difficulty? It is only in our mind, it is only in our heart, the difficulty, yeah? And it only arises when... What happens there? And it arises only with thoughts and memories. If there are no thoughts and memories, there is no difficulty. Yeah? Oh, it's so, oh, I'm so tired, you know. Yeah? Where is it coming? You know, it's coming through a thought, yeah? I need to lie down. You know, I need to stop, yeah? Where is it coming from? It's all coming from thought, yeah? They might be triggered by feelings, yeah? But then we can look at the feeling and see, yeah, okay, what is the feeling there? Yeah? But we constantly follow our thoughts, we constantly follow our memories. Yeah? And this, if you can cut it down and stay in the present moment, I mean, everything is new, fresh. Yeah? It's not old baked bread, yeah, that is stale, you know, for 3 months, you know, and you hardly can chew it up, yeah. Or it is as soft as tissue, you know, I mean, No, it is fresh, it comes out of the oven, yeah. Just put some butter on it, you don't need anything else, yeah. Especially for the Germans. The others don't have this kind of nice bread, huh? But anyway, I mean, Luther also used it, you know. Sop, sop, long, long, yeah. Fresh, you know, freshly baked. You know, I mean, every moment is freshly baked, yeah. But if you compare it with other moments, you will see a similarity, and that makes us, you know, yeah, go off the way. Yeah? No, every moment is fresh. Yeah? And that's why we have to look at every moment, yeah. Not think about the last moment or the future moment. Maybe it's going better, you know. Maybe if I do this, you know, it's no use. Yeah? Just be at this moment, know what is going on. Yeah? And if we know what is going on, then, yeah, then there might be some action or there might be no action. In most cases, there is no action to be done. Yeah? Okay, understood? Huh? Everyone, yeah? Huh? Okay. Mejidan, Pavana, Pavana, na? Na? Kayan man tia noi, ya? Man lawn na, the only lawn, Kenny ka pole, that's enough, ya? And don't forget it, ya? Fear is never a good advisor. And fear comes through thoughts and memories, ya? It doesn't come, you know, out of the blue like we think, There must be a trigger, yeah? There must be a thought, oh, what is going to happen? Oh, I heard this, you know, this morning I heard this, you know, and then suddenly, oh, when this happens, what am I going to do? Am I going to die, you know? Is an atomic bomb falling down, you know, and then I'm going, yeah? We don't know, yeah? I mean, if the atomic bomb falls, you know, I mean, we'll see what is happening, yeah? But if we are in the present moment, then we can deal with it. Verstanden?
Mehr oder weniger, ja? Huh? Genau.